Are you recording now? Are you getting that right now? You want me to move closer to the... How's this? Is this good? Is this fine? You want to test the levels? You want to test the volume? Okay. What do you want me to say? You just want me to say anything? All right. The traitorous senators were severely punished. The traitorous senators were severely punished. The traitorous... What? All right, you've got it. You've got the levels. You've got the... It's good. You're good. We're all good here. All right. So are you going to just count me in? Are you going to give me a light? I can just start with it whenever. I can just start any time, and you'll just edit all the rest out. You'll just cut that out, right? All right. Okay, good. All right. Excuse me. Greetings. It is I, the Emperor, speaking now to every loyal citizen of our mighty galactic empire. It is with great pride that I inform you that our empire has never been stronger. From the Phiasma 9 to the periphery, our imperial fleet protects our obedient subjects. Under our leadership, the Empire is enjoying unprecedented peace and prosperity. Unfortunately, there are some dissatisfied with our gracious rule. Some have even gone so far as to commit violent crime against the Empire. I am, of course, referring to the terrorist group known as the Children of Cloudhiker and their villainous leader, Kyle Cloudhiker. Rest assured, this malefactor will be brought to justice. I would urge all to continue with your daily lives. Just remember that there is strength in order in the Empire, and through order we are kept safe. Okay, all right, I'll take it back from, rest assured. Rest assured, this malefactor will be brought to justice. I would urge all to continue with their daily lives. Just remember that there is strength and order in the Empire, and through order we are kept safe. I'm sorry. That seems a little clunky. Can we change it to just remember that there is strength and order in the Empire, and through Empire we are kept safe? I'm just the Empire. The Emperor. But I mean, would that work for everybody? Okay. We're gonna do that. All right, we'll change that. Okay. Just remember that there is strength and order in the Empire, and through the Empire we are kept safe. As long as I am Emperor, no harm shall come to those who demonstrate their fealty. So space bless you, and space bless our Empire. Is that good? Did you get it? Alright, you need me to... You can edit all that other stuff where I fumbled over the lines a little bit. Just a little clunky at all. I don't know. I assume some intern wrote it, and then they just turned that. I mean, Gail, you know who wrote this? Oh, was it? Who was it? Oh, it was Chad. Chad wrote this. All right. Well, fire Chad. And by fire Chad, I mean fire Chad out of a cannon into a sun or a black hole, whichever you can find. Yes, I want him dead. I'm serious, because he's committed murder. And the victim is... The victim is Grammar, all right? I mean, come on now. We're trying to be at the top. We're trying to have a professional system. The least we could do... We have spaceships that can jump through hyperspace. We can at least write proper sentence structure. You know, clean it up a little bit. Fire... Did you write that down? Fire Chad out of a cannon. Into the sun. All right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. How long do we have, Gail, before we have to go on to our next... All right, we got some time. God, I don't know. I honestly forgot that we were doing this today. And I don't know. I felt a little flat doing that. I mean, the thing is, I was a little... All right, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm hungover. I'm hungover because I went on a date. Gail knows all about this. I told Gail about this. My mother set me up on a date. Yeah. No, I'm serious. She set me up on a date, and it was... Didn't go quite as planned because... I don't know. It's probably a bad sign that your mother set you up on dates. You should avoid that. But I mean, she calls me up, and she's like, "Why aren't you? You're 1,000 years old. You should be married now. You should have a nice woman." And I was like, "Well, first of all, Mother, we live in modern times. I mean, our galaxy encompasses a billion worlds. There's species of all different types and genders, some without genders at all. So I think saying woman is a little offensive. But I mean, She's 2,000 years old, so what does she know? I mean, she did have a point. I mean, it's been 200 years since I was on a date. Yeah. Go ahead, laugh it up. I'm serious. Hey, don't laugh too hard, otherwise I'll fire you out of a cannon. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. Yeah, it's been a while. But as I explained to her, I'm like, Mother, I'm an emperor. I'm an emperor who, you know, I destroyed... I've got an empire to run. A galactic empire. It's, you know, trillions upon trillions of people. It's not really exactly the most schedule-friendly for... I mean, the schedule most friendly for dating. I mean, God, give me a break here. I mean, I'm only a human being... Well, okay, I'm not... A human... I don't know exactly what I am. I could be some kind of Xanthorpe, Regisson, or the manifestation of all evil in the galaxy. It depends. I don't know. But dating is not... Actual dating? I mean, it's... I don't have time for that, really. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm 1,000 years old. I have sniffed my share of all intergalactic peanut butter. If that's a PC term, I don't know what a PC term. Honestly, people are moving so fast. I'd hate to say that I'm feeling old, but you know, everything is just the kids are doing new stuff, and I just want to be left out of it. I just want to sit in my fortress, floating around in outer space, just ruling the galaxy, and just being left out of it. I don't know. What? All right. Let's take these frickin' headphones off. Damn.